We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom at the end of a line. It says in the pasuk further, Gam Vashti Hamalka Osam Mishta Noshim Beis Hamalchus. Then Vashti also made a party, and says Mishta Noshim Beis Hamalchus. I don't say Beis Hanoshim, it says Beis Hamalchus. Sounds like they were in the same place. Beis Hanoshim Boyle, it should have been a separate hall. Amarava Shneim Advaradveru Neskavnu. Both Yachashverosh and Vashti were Meskam Laveri, therefore they made the party in the same place. They should mingle. The men and ladies should mingle together. That's what the people say as a saying. Iu Bikari, if he is like a gourd, the issa of a butzni, his wife is like a small gourd, a small squash. That's, you know, the husband and wife mirror each other. If he's a mushkis, she's a mushkis as well. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayayim Ashvi in the seventh day, Ketoiv Leiv Amelach Vayayim." When he was all full of wine, his heart was gladdened with wine. Otar Hashda Leiv Teiv Leiv Bechamra. Achshver is like drinking. The first day already, his leiv was Toiv Bechamra. What happened on the seventh day? So Gemara says it's a remez. It's a remez for Shabbos. Amar Rava, Vayayim Ashvi Shabbos Oyah. It was Shabbos that day. What were the Klal Yisrael doing that day? Yisrael Oichlim Shaisin. The Yidden, what were they doing? Eating and drinking. And what are they doing? Eating and drinking. Maschilim B'Divrei Torah. They start talking. Say a bart in the parasha. Then it was different tishpachas. He sings mirrors. What does a guy do when he's glad in his heart? Start talking tiflus. Divrei nus. They start talking. And that's what happened by Achashverosh Suda. Halalo Imrim. These people were saying the people from Madai said media is nice. That the ladies from media is nice. By Halalo Imrim. And the Persian was saying, Parsai is nice. The Persians are nice. Omle Nachashayroish, Klisha Nimishtamish boy, Ainuli Mada Le Parsi, Ele Kasti. My wife is not a Mada and a Parsi, but a Kasti. Returning Khan Laraisa, you want to see her? Omulai in, yeah, we do. Uvaj Te Aruma. She shouldn't have clothing. Why? The Mashal says, because we don't want to dress her up with fancy, you could afford all those clothing and make her look good, of course. But let her come without clothing. It doesn't mean like literally without clothing, it means like the Goyim dress these days. Because the Mida people do, that, you know, someone does Aveira, Moidim Loi. And what did Vashti do wrong that she deserved this punishment? Vashti, Harisha, Mevi Ibn Yisrael, she used to bring the daughters of Klai Yisrael, Mafshitim Arumais, take off their clothing, and make them do Malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, she got a Oinish on Shabbos that she has to have to come Aruma. The Mashal says that she used to make them work in Pishtun, and that hurts the skin. It pricks the skin. So if they weren't wearing clothing, they got hurt very much from the flax. So Hainu Dechsiv, that's what Pasuk says. Acha Hadvar Meila Kesheich Chamas Hamelach Achashverosh Zocha Es Vashti Vesasha Sosa Vesasha Nigza Aleha. So what's the Lashon Asher Sosa Vesasha Nigza Aleha? Kesheim She Asasa, just like she did to the Bnei Yisrael, Kach Nigza Aleha. That was the Gzeira on her. That was the Gzeira done to her. So it says, what, the Vashti come? No. But Timon Amalki Vashti. Vashti did not want to come. Great thing. Gemara Mechti, a Pritzusa Hava. She was a Prutza. She was all excited to come. They're both Vaveira. She's a Prutza. She would love to come like that. My time lawyer said, why didn't she come? Why should she come? She loves showing off. We see from here, she got Tzaraas. Like Rashi and Tosafos say, it's a Gzeira Shava. It says here, Nigzar Leah. It says by Mitzora and Dibra Yomim, Beis Chofshus HaMitzora Ki Nigzar Beis Hashem. So Darshan, that she came with Tzaraas. And this is where the kids learn pimples, it's Tzaraas. That's what Tzaraas means for the kids, is pimples. Mestida Tana, Ba Gavriel Vasilozanov. Gavriel came and made her a tail. Again, the first you have to learn what the Rishonim say, that she got a tail. So the Rashi says, it doesn't mean a tail, it means she got a wart. Something different is called a tail. She grew a huge abelis, and she's embarrassed to come. That was the Rashi learns, and the Aruch learns also similar. The Aruch says that anything that's dif kosav al Aruch perish called davashu yester she any kmiyus chaver. Anything that's extra is called a zonav. But the Mashal says, I don't know who asked you to change the pshat. Behema is zonav mamish because she was a behema, so she had got a zonav mamish. So there's three pshat to me: the Rashi, the Aruch, and Mashal. According to Mashal, it's mamish. A real tale, and that's how they teach in school, like the Mashal's Pshat. Zokti Mora Vaitem. Vayiksoif HaMelech Moid. Achshverosh got furious. Vayiksoif HaMelech Moid. Am I Dolka Bei Kuli Hai? Why do you get so furious? You ask someone to come not clothed, and she doesn't come? Okay, you know, you don't have to get so furious. Why was he furious? Amarava, the reason like this, because she sent back to him like this. Shalch alei, bar ahure, you stable boy, but the Abba, you stable boy, my father, Bashatzar. Abba, my father, Bashatzar, kavi alfacham v'shasi, he could drink like 1,000 men. V'loi rav, he didn't even get drunk. V'hu gavra, ishtati b'chamrei ma'at, is the lashon. A little wine, you smell some wine already, you meshigah. Miyad v'chamose bar aboi. So Achashverosh got furious. That's already insulting in front of everyone. That already, he wasn't too happy. So he wanted to know what to do. V'yoyma ha-melech l'chacham. The pasuk says, V'yoyma ha-melech l'chachamim yoyde itim. It says that he's told, he asked the Chacham, what should he do? What should he do? That's the who are these Chachamim? Zok the Gemara, my Chachamim is the Rabbanon. It was the Chazal. Yedei Itim, why do they call Yedei Itim? She Yedei L'Abra Shon V'Kedah Kedashim. They know how to make Ibayars and make Chadashim. Omer Lahu, Daniuli, tell me what to do. So Omer, they said to himself, Hey Chinava, what should we do? Name Alei Katle, if we tell Achashverosh to kill his wife, Lamakar, Pasle Chamro, when he sobers up, Ubayla Minah, he's going to ask us, why do such a thing? Name Alei Shafka, say, leave her alone, then Kamazalza Machusa, it's a Zilza Machus. So we have, a rock in a hard place. If we say to kill her, when he gets better, he say, why did you tell the killer? Why did you do that? And if not, then we have Mazalza Machus. So they thought of an idea. Omrulai, they told Achashverosh, "Yom Zechar Beis Hamikdash, Vegalina Maratzenu." Since the Beis Hamikdash was Charav and we left Eretz Yisrael, Nitlei Tzemenu. We can't think anymore. We don't have good ideas anymore. We don't have the Das Torah anymore. Ve'inor Yoyidim Lomdin Nefashos. We can't pass the Din Nefashos. Zilagav Amin Amoyev. Go to Amin Amoyev. Yasvad Achtayu. They're in the same place, like old wine. Kecharma Diyosval Duradaya. Like wine sitting on its shmarim, on its peels. The time Amalei, the Gemara says they tiny it good because it's taka true. The Chassidus Pesach says Shana Moyav Neurav. Moyav is calm and restful from when they're young. V'sheiketu al shmarav. Lehurukim kli lekli. That says about Am Moyav. Of a goy lahalach. Then you go into Galus. They're in the same place. Tosis asks I sancheriv. Maybe mix them up, but they're in the same place and they're very calm. I can't omar time moy. Boy v'reichel in omar. Their time and the reich is still there. As the Pesach says. So miyad. Miyad, it says, Hitaka asked the ministers of Amin Moyev, Akorvilov Karshna Shesar Admosa Tarshish. And like the Mepharshim speak out, these names are not Jewish names. So you see, he listened to them and went to Amin Moyev. But Omar of Levi, Kedarshan's Pasuk, called Pasuk Zay Ashum Kabonis Namri. Kedarshan's whole Pasuk, Ashem Kabonis, which means the Malachi Asharis will mask of Nekarish Baruchu, the Kabonis that Yeklai Yisrael Makriv. And this way, we're going to have the Kama and Vashti. So we dash in all these words that has to do with Kabbonis. Nema karshin amra machay shas v'egash baruch hu rabbanu shalom klum akiru f'necha karm neshana. Did these goyim ever bring for you these fat cows a year old? Kederash kivir yishol f'necha like klai shodif for you? Sheisar, which means like this. Kulam akiru f'necha shtei sirim. Did they ever bring it to you two birds? Admasa, kulam balam f'necha mizbeach adama. Did they ever build in front of you a mizbeach adama? Tarshish. That means that's referring to one of the stones on the Choshen. Klum shmishu v'necha b'dei kunach sivahu tarshish v'shoyam v'yoshvei. Meres. That name refers to this. Klum mirsu v'dam, they mix the dam of v'necha, because you have to mix the dam, it shouldn't get hard. Meresana, klum mirsu v'mencha, did they mix v'mencha for you? Memuchon, klum echina shulcha v'necha, they have to put up a shulcha in front of you? So all these, this pasuk referring to Malkei Asharis, mentioned the v'necha 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 that you should kill her, because we should know who's in charge in the house. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And Muchan is the last of all these people gave the Eitzah. It was Karshna, Shesa, Adam, Satashish, Meres, Marsha, and Muchan. The last one. It says, V'yem Muchan, V'yem Melech, V'asarim, Loyal Melech, V'ad, Ivsa, Vashti, Malka. Ki akol asarim, akol ha'am, Rashachom, V'diz, Malach, Shverish. That's what he said. So Tanah, Muchan is a Haman. Muchan is Haman. Lom Nekashoyim, Muchan, Shem Muchan, Leperonius. He is Asid. He, in the future, he's going to be a Peronius. He's going to be hung. That's called Muchan. He was prepared for Peronius. For bad. Omrav Kahano, Mekan, Shehedi Kervitz Beroch. You see from here, Haman was a Hedit. Because he was the last one, the least Choshev of all the ministers. And he, of the ministers, and he answers first. Kervitz Beroch. It says in the Pasuk that the letters went out. V'yishach svar mekom medinus ha-melech, al-medino medino, kiksava, v'l'am-am kilashayna, li'ez kol ish, sarer bebeisim adab v'shayna amai. Every person should be in charge in his own house. That's what they sent out, a major memo. Amar Rava, Mala Geras Shinas, for not for this memo, Loy Nishdayam Risanam Shashal Sri Deplit. Nothing would have left the Klai Yisrael. Because when they came out with the second letters, which said about killing Klai Yisrael, no one listened to it right away. They waited till Purim. If they would take it seriously, they would kill the Eden right away. Because Amri, my high, this first letter was such stussim. Amri, my high is sort of like Leah's close story of Beisai. Pshita, everyone knows. I feel a karach of a Beisai. Even the lowest low of the low in his house. He is the king of his own house. Everyone knows the husband's in charge. You have to send out letters for that? It's like sending out letters or brush your teeth. Like it's a pashut. It's pashut. And therefore, they didn't take the second letter so seriously. So now it says that he had to look for a new wife. So it says, he sent out messengers around the whole kingdom looking for a new wife. Amarav, my dechsev, what's behind the pasuk? Kol orim yasev adas. Every smart person will do something badas. Vexil yifresh avelas. And a fool spreads out his foolishness. Kol orim yasev adas. Zed David. David also looked for a wife. At the end of his life, he was very cold. He needed a wife. But everyone knew he was looking for one wife. He's not going to try out a bunch of wives. So everyone wanted to be the wife of the king. David HaMelech HaTzadik. Dechsev. Vayyem la avodav yivakshu ala dini melech nara basula. Kol man da hali barta. Anyone who had a daughter, Aisnele, brought the daughter. Please take her. Vechsil yifroish yivelez. That's going on Achashverosh. Yeah, Achashverosh. Dechsev yivakshu melech bakidim. Kol man da hali barta itmarmene. They hid from her. Why? Because Achashverosh was ba on every single one, every single tryout, and therefore everyone hid their daughters. They don't want his daughter to get honest. She's honest, their daughter. Therefore, they hid their daughters. They knew only one of them to be queen, and all of them are going to be with Achashverosh. Therefore, that's a fool. The pasuk says further: Ish Yehudi Ha'ibushin Abira, and says the pasuk Ish Yehudi, and says Ish Yemini as well. The pasuk says. Ish Yehuda, Ish Yemini, Ben Yar, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini, Ben Yamin. My Kama, why do you say all these different names? Ben Yar, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. Why do you say all this? Ili Yichus Akasi, everyone gives me Yichus. The Achzavaz of Yamin, go to Ben Yamin. Why do you stop by Kish? So Gemara says, these names are referring to his Tchunas and Nefesh. El Maishna Hani, Tana Kulam Ashmoy Nekru, all on his name, because of him. Ben Yar, because Ben Shahar and Em Shah Yisrael B'Tfilasai. Mordechai lit up the eyes of Klai Yisrael with his tefillah. Ben Shimi, Ben Shasham El Tfilasai. Someone who Hashem, Shama Kel Tfilasai, Hashem listened to his tefillah. Ben Kish, Shehikish Ashar Shemayim. He banged on the doors of Rachamim, Shai Rachamim, V'niftuch Ulayim, opened for him. So now Gemara says, Karli Yehudi, Amam Yehuda Kasi. Karli Yemini, Am B'Yam Kasi. So where's he from? Shev B'Yam Yehuda. So Amar Nachman, Mordechai Muchtav and Usahava. He had we gave him very good names because if he came from both sides, one side Yom and one side Yehuda. Amar Rava Bar Bachana was explaining Rav Nachman. Amar Rava Bachana, Amar Rav Yeshua, Ben Levi of him Biyamin, his father was from Biyamin, even Yehuda. That's why he was called both. Rabbanan Amri Mishpachos Veskara Zuvazu. The Mishpachos were fighting with each other. Mishpachos Yehuda Meres Anogam the Mishalad. I caused Mordechai to be the Mishael of Mordechai. I caused Mordechai to be born. Why? Like Hathli David Shimi Ben Geri. Shimi Ben Geri was the grandfather of Mordechai, and David did not kill him. Even though Shimi Ben Geri was murdered by Malchus, he was chayav Misa. David didn't kill him, and because David didn't kill him, that's where Mordechai came from. So the Bnei Yehuda said Mordechai came from us. Mishpachas Yamna Amra Minayin Kasi. He's the anicle of us, so we the one who brought him into this world. Rav Amar Knesset Yisrael Klai Yisrael Amal Idach Gisa. Said it the opposite. They were complaining. Look what this Yehudi did to us, what Yehuda did to us, and what Abiyam did to us. Because they were angry at Mordechai for not banging at the home, and they felt that Mordechai caused this whole tzaras. So Ma Osli Yehudi, like Hathli David Shimi. David should have killed Shimi, and then Mordechai wouldn't have been born. But he didn't kill Shimi. The Sial Bnei Mordechai, the Makdi Bei Haman, that he's getting Haman, he's getting Haman angry. And it's Biyamin's fault. Which is Shaul from Biyamin that we have Haman because he should have killed Agag and we wouldn't have had Haman. Sial Bnei Haman, the Mitzar Li Yisrael. So that's not. Knesset Shaul looks the other way. That means Klai. No, it means Klai Yisrael. Rabbanan is saying Rabbanan is Chazal. Rabbanan is one man the Yom. He says Mishpachas Garzu. Everyone's taking credit for Berachai. But Knesset Shaul is saying the opposite. Not taking credit. They're saying we're upset that he was born. Anyone who rebels in Avodah Zarah, rejects Avodah Zarah, is called Yehudi. That's what's called Yehudi, because he rejected Avodah Zarah. Kirchsiv, I see good from Yehudaim. This pasuk is by Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. You see that when someone rejects the Vayizara, he's called a Yehudi. And that's why we dash in Mordechai is someone who rejected the Vayizara. He didn't bow down to Vayizara B'Shach Suvachanetza, he didn't bow down to Vayizara B'Shach Haman, he did not bow down to Vayizara. That's why it's called Ish Yehudi.